Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Birds bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. One of their classics, based on the, I think it's the 13th chapter of Ecclesiastes. Welcome back. Cliff Aniko is our guest, our good friend. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com is his website. He's the author of a number of books, including all the eBay, important eBay books, Marketing Bible, Tax and Legal Answer Book, et cetera, and a number of others. He's one of the resident attorneys in our brain trust. Cliff, thanks again for being here. In the last segment, we were talking about some of the things you have to do, some of the securities, legal, prudent right. things you have to, hoops you have to jump through. If you're going to raise money for investment equity for your small business, and we talked about the fact that there are, you told us how much you could raise under a certain amount, within certain parameters, et cetera. Folks, these aren't things you should remember, right, Cliff? These are things you should just know are needed to you have to comply with, and you need to go get professional help to keep you inside of those. We're not trying to teach you anything except that you're about to get in over your head. Just go get help.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Because this stuff can get you can get into the weeds real quickly here. So, for example, you know, you pitch your business, you know, online, let's say on your website. Somebody calls you up. They want to put in $100,000, and they say that I'm an accredited investor. Well, you can't just rely on that guy saying that. You got to actually go, and he has to fill out a questionnaire. And to take advantage of this new rule, you actually have to look at his tax returns. You can't just rely on his say so. You can't just rely on him saying, hey, I'm an accredited investor.
And a lot of people aren't willing to
find out.
You know, if someone says they want to invest in your business,
right.
and just be prepared, because when you ask them to verify the information, meaning show you their numbers, that may be where you're going to lose them. So don't cash that check until
if you make one mistake here, you have blown your SEC exemption. You now have to do an IPO and spend $1 million to get your stock registered with the SEC. It's a mess.
Well, I want to remind you something I said at the end of the last segment that you heard, Cliff, and that is that there are good people, well-meaning, not criminals,
right.
in jail right now because they got upside down with the securities laws of 1933 and 1934.
You bet.
And they just messed up. For example, they sold a condo thinking they were selling a condo, but the way they presented it, they presented it as an investment.
Yep, that's right.
They're in jail right now.
Yeah, exactly. That can happen.
So you got to be careful. Now, let's talk quickly about the new kid on the block, which is crowdfunding.
Right.
And which I've written a lot about. I've talked a lot about it. You've got the donation, what I call the donating crowdfunding. You got the crowdfunding loans. Both of those are really doing pretty well out there now. Then you got the equity crowdfunding. Talk to us about where that is.
Well, the equity crowdfunding is still not there quite yet, Jim. We're still waiting for the final SEC rules, but I've heard rumors and from very credible sources that come October, November, we're going to be seeing some action from the SEC on this.
Yeah.
We should have the final rules by the fall of this year. This is going to be a major development. It basically allows companies that want to raise money to use the crowdfunding sites and actually sell pieces of their company. Right now, you can do crowdfunding for a project, like a new invention, but you can't give away pieces of your company. Mm-hmm. All you can give away is maybe a copy of the invention.
A t-shirt.
Or a thank you note, a t-shirt, right, something like that. You can't really, you got to give them something physical. You can't give them a piece of your company. Once these new rules come into play, you'll be able to offer, 5% of your company to a bazillion people.
But I'm going to go back to something I've said a long time ago.
Yeah.
Most people are not going to want to do this.
Yeah, I agree.
No, most people are not going to be able to do it, because most small business owners, because they don't have the financial records that a prudent investor would want to see.
Right.
Yet when you take those people, you're ruling 80 to 90% of the businesses out there, rule them out because their numbers aren't good or they don't have them. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that I'm going to boil it down to maybe only less than 2%. Actually will want to live in that environment. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, you know what it is, Jim? What's going to happen here, and I worry about this a little bit. I confess You know, I mean, I'm writing. I mean, I just wrote a new book about this stuff, yep. which will come out as soon as the rules are passed. But I'm not a big fan of this.
Me either.
Starting a company is a 24/7 job as it is. Saddling yourself with the additional burden of having to deal with dozens or maybe hundreds of little tiny, teeny tiny investors mm-hmm. who are going to be nagging you all the time. They're going to, how's it coming along? They're going to start calling you. They're going to
take
up your
management. That's the reason why I've never thought crowdfunding equity was it's going to be a big deal because of the changes it's making to the securities laws. I don't think it's going to be a panacea for small business.
No, I agree with you. We can do a separate show on that someday.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Cliff. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com. Cliffy, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
Always a pleasure, man.
We'll see you next time. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back in the next hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.